Global Women Speakers. My name is Dr. Tina D, and I'm joined with some amazing women. I see we have the Nick Swanacola. You guys, I love each and every one of you, but when this man shows up, I yield the floor. So I'm just saying, I yield the floor. Let me tell you why. He is a DECA millionaire. He's made tens of millions of dollars. He created 800 six-figure income earning families, and my family was one of them at the time. He's created 40 millionaires, and what he's doing now is explosive. Matter of fact, Wendy is on the line just because I told her about him. Wendy is a beast when it comes to real estate and a plethora of other things, but I'm not going to steal her thunder. I'm going to allow her to share that. But ladies and gentlemen, we are going to bow down because I'm going to bring to the forefront my mentor, my friend, the person that keeps me accountable. And he's going to be speaking at this conference and Global Women Speakers. All I'm saying is we got to show up. He showed up for me in a time of my life when I needed him more than ever. So that's why I'm going to yield the floor and turn it over to my mentor, the man who actually not just created income for himself, but taught other families how to do exactly that. And so without further ado, I'm going to bring to the front none other than the Nick Swanacola.
Woo! Well, hey. all these kind words, I still can't get StreamYard to work.
Hey, it happens when you are like throwing people CPR, throwing them life jackets, you're getting ready to change the trajectory of their lives. I mean, things happen, right? If you were going to be on here talking about crap, you would be the first one on. Right. Everything would be working. But hey, that's what happened when you're a beast and you're the GOAT.
I think Mercury's in retrograde or something. Some of the technology.
Hey, that's always an excuse for everything. I love that. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So I'm grateful that you made it. Thank you for being here. I'm honored once again. For those of you who do not know, Nick actually was on the Sunday Speaker Series sponsored by Global Women Speakers a couple weeks ago. He was in the airport. That shows his dedication. He got in the corner and he was just going at it. But we have some technical difficulty again. But today I am just going to step back. He needs no introduction. I already shared with you who he is. If you want to know who he is, go ahead and check out NickSwanacola.com. It is on the screen right now. NickSwanacola.com. NickSwanacola.com on the screen. Check him out. And I am going to move out the way. Nick, I want to say publicly, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for what you've done for me, for my life, the trajectory that you changed. More importantly, the knowledge that you've invested millions of dollars to learn, you gave it to me freely. I thank you for being that coach. I thank you for being that mentor, that confidant, the person that saw what I saw in myself, but I didn't know how to bring it into fruition. So thank you for that. I appreciate you. With that said, Nick, take it away.
Well, thank you. Well, first of all, everybody, if you could see my setup right now, I'm in the Florida Keys with my kids for the holiday weekend. So right now they are probably terrorizing this entire property. And hopefully they'll still be, they won't be in jail by the time we get done here. Shout out to Tina for wearing the same color shirt as me today. I see you, girl. And you know, all the gratitude that you give me, I acknowledge it. Thank you for saying it. But you know, anyone that knows you knows that you are a person of great action. You're tenacious, you're fierce, you've got grit, and you're relentless. And you know, your success is yours and yours alone. So, and I just got to tell you guys this because it's so funny. In this hotel room, there's just no good spot to set up that you can get light. So I literally have the chair from the desk on the bed and my computer on the chair. Computer won't work. So my cell phone inside the computer, I am a hot mess right now. And I love it. So let me tell you guys my quick backstory. I'm from Michigan originally, born and raised in a blue collar middle class family. All four grandparents worked at the same factory. It had a trickle down effect. My dad, uncles, brothers all worked there. I knew I didn't want to work there. I knew as a kid I wanted to be rich one day, but I also knew I didn't know how to do that. So I was like, all right, as a middle-class kid, how do you get rich? I can't sing, I can't dance, I can't rhyme, I can't act, I can't play an instrument, and I'm not going to do anything illegal. So that left one thing, and that was sports. I had a full ride to play college baseball. While I was playing college baseball, I got introduced to entrepreneurship. When I was introduced to entrepreneurship, I fell in love. I immediately registered, wait a second, there's a way for me to have the life that I've always dreamed of as a kid, but it doesn't require any physical gift. Just a lot of heart, a little bit of brains, and a lot of passion, desire, drive perseverance, commitment, consistency, all those words that are immeasurable that come from here, right? So I ran, and I ran hard. I mastered sales first, and then I mastered sales leadership second. And it was really mastering sales leadership that brought me, you know, mastering sales will make you six figures a year. Mastering sales leadership will make you seven figures a year. Mastering the creation of other leaders will make you eight figures a year. And that was what I was able to do. I was able to master sales, then sales leadership, then the creation of other leadership. And that helped me become a Deca millionaire in my early 30s. I'm now currently 44. Ooh. So I'm still young in mind. And you know, I've built some dynamic companies. My last company, we did a couple billion in sales, 3.5 million customers, 19 countries. It was amazing. That's how I met Tina. Tina and I had the pleasure of working together for several years, and I got to see her just rise to the ranks, you know, just through her capacity and relentlessness. And most recently, I launched a sales accelerator where I work with high-end sales folks of top 1% of salespeople. We pick different industries. We blow out sales. I've got a solar company that actually built a real estate platform where I connect real estate agents and solar professionals and help them do solar deals together where they do a commission split. So that's my background, my current run. You know, I want to build my next billion-dollar brand. I'm in the middle of it right now. And that's my story. So, Tina, I don't know if you want to do this interview style. I just want me to keep flying. If you want to ask a couple of questions, you tell me. How do you want to lead it, sister?
Absolutely. The truth of the matter is, like you said, you're a hot mess. That just goes.
No, I just said I'm hot. I said I'm hot.
Hey, you're both. You're both. You're both. Italian, Sicilian. How can you not be hot?
It's
right?
A hot mess. I'm a hot mess right now.
So it goes to show, you know, that you can be operating at the top of your game and a hot mess at the same time. I mean, that's we right. All have been there. And instead of saying, no, I can't, and finding excuses, you say, you know what? This chair is going to go on the bed.
This chair's on the bed.
Going to chair. And I can see it. And that's one of the things you taught me. Like, okay, you got to get it done no matter what. And so that's exactly who I am. And those of you who are listening, you can see why he was my mentor, right? He taught me how to persevere, how to be resourceful. And that's what entrepreneurs are. And so, Nick, I do have a couple of questions.
Hit me.
I want to bring on Wendy. She's actually, where is Wendy? Is Wendy still there? Yeah, Wendy is in the solar industry. I'm going to bring on Mew. I'm going to bring them on because we all have questions, right? This is Global Women Speakers. Yes, it's 3-1. All right, so... Wendy, you were like, what? He's going to be on Sunday Speaker Series? I want to know who he is. What is he doing? And you were so excited. So Wendy, tell him who you are and go ahead and ask the question.
Nice to meet you, Nick. I'm actually a rep with Apricot Solar. And I created an LLC called LMTD Solar because I have a nonprofit and I fund it with my solar sales.
Yeah.
I do. I'm creating a whole new, and my batteries, look, there we go. Okay, now it's charging. My nonprofit, we provide transformational education, entrepreneurs, ship education, and we provide internet and technology for people in Africa. We've helped.
Beautiful. Over
250 people through 5 different courses.
That is amazing, Wendy. Yeah. I love that. And so what are some of the questions that you have for Nick in regards to operating your business, creating it to a 7- and 8-figure business?
Yeah, lead generation is like the biggest obstacle for, you know, most of my reps. And, you know, there has been such a sleazy industry. I'm sorry, but it just has. It's just like I've talked to so many people who've gotten really shafted by, unscrupulous solar sales people. So that's what I like about Apricot. That's why I chose to go with them because they're built on a foundation of integrity. And
right. Question, Wendy, is
there? Well, they all had great mentors. Wendy, do you? Ryan Johnson, Dave Bengal, Jay, Edmund. They all had the same mentor. Any idea who that was?
The Nick Sarnicola.
I'm going to make it mention dropped you there. So.
Yeah, no, they were all in the same company with me and Tina. They were all in. They all came up together. They all grew together.
Yes, cool. Absolutely.
Well, you know you know about that. But anyway, I'm taking it to a whole new level with creating philanthropy. I call it Philanthropy Solar. And what would it hurt if every solar project donated even 1%, 1% to a nonprofit? I've committed $500. So $500, I'm buying computers, I'm buying Wi-Fi for internet. So what's the best way to get leads, and how do I stand out?
This is a tremendous question. So, there's probably only two questions you could ask that I would consider to be really, really in my wheelhouse, like top of the list. This would be one of them, because this is not what I do for a living, right? So I personally do not believe in door knocking. I personally do not believe in the misleading digital ads of solar. So I just built a lane outside of that. Everything I do is B2B2C. So my suggestion to you would be, how can you figure out to create some really good vertical partners who already have your customer or your ICP at hand, your ideal customer profile, who's already dealing with that customer? How do you create great partnerships and a B2B2C model with these vertical partners for mortgage, real estate, roofing, pool restoration, insurance? Pick a lane. My personal lane is real estate. My business model is onboarding thousands and thousands of real estate agents. And then we put a deal together with the real estate, with the brokers, and we give the brokers a piece, and we give the agents a piece, and they split it with our salespeople. So that's the long answer. Short answer is, how do you create great vertical partners from other industries that are already dealing with your customer?
There you have it. And I want to add construction as well. People who are doing construction, they're repairing roofs. So they I totally would go after construction. They're mostly the least thought about in this field of solar, but they're the ones who repair roofs. They know who needs solar, who wants solar, who just got their roof done. But that's just my suggestion. So Wendy, thank you for your question. I know we have Moy in the house. What do you have? Like, what's your question to the next one, Nicola? The man with a master plan, the man who's built like billions just simply from mastering sales and sales leadership and a sales team. Over to you.
Oh, okay. The question I have, I truly believe in creating these strategic partners, Nick, because I've done it before in two businesses and it thrived. My question is, I had been out of the work world for, I don't know, 15 years, and because I was a stay-at-home mom.
Right.
What is the quickest way I think my thing was, I wasn't really knowledge of what the industry is about. Like I'm doing events, for instance, and I wasn't really aware what the standard pricing was. And, I just had been out of sales for a while, but I did, when I was in sales, I was good at it, but the landscape has changed since then.
Well, number one, shout out to you being a single mom being a stay-at-home mom for that long. Yeah. Stay-at-home mom is the hardest job that there is. It is the hardest job. There's no days off. There's no time off. It's, there's no weekends off. Like I think people highly discount the commitment level and the nonstop focus it requires for that role and function. And I remember in like 2010 or 11, a report came out. Is either Forbes or Fortune, where they valued the stay-at-home mother's role as a six-figure, it was like $106,000 a year. That was 10 years ago, right?
Wow.
So it's probably $125,000 role. So when people just like, stay-at-home mom, yeah, my ass, that's a six-figure role right there, right? Like when you think about the time, all the things that you do, all the functions, when you think about removing the nannies, removing the daycare, all that math compiled is a six-figure function, six-figure role, and it's thankless and it's hard. So hats off to you, and shout out to all the other stay-at-home moms out there. So your question is, and I think I want to say it back to you to make sure I understand it correctly. Are you asking, how do you just get momentum again, getting back in the game, or was there something more specific in there?
It's more along, where do you find this partnership? Because that's how I grew my other business. Oh, by the way, when I first started entrepreneurship, it was over 20 years ago. And I remember minimum wage was $8 an hour.
Yeah.
So making six figure was actually means more back then, more now.
Yeah.
Because I was
true. You're killing it.
When minimum wage was $8 an hour for adults.
And you have an event business is the type of business you have now?
No, when I was back then, I was in the IT industry. I was in corporate training, computer consultant, and then I became a realtor during the housing market crash, which okay. did really well because it's all about alignment with the right people. For here, I started doing, right now I'm doing events. And what my question is, where do I find the strategic partner? I'm starting to come across them very slowly. I'm like, where can I just beeline to the right strategic partner?
Yeah. So strategic partners and vertical partners, as I was bringing up a second ago, those are customers those are partners or industries that already have your customer. Who's already yes. selling to your customer? Mm-hmm. So what type of events do you focus on? Because that's the first question. And then you say, who else sells to those exact customers? Is there a certain niche that you focus on for your events?
Business and health, business, self-care, and relationship.
Okay. So will we consider it more in the personal growth, personal development field?
Yes.
Okay. So obviously crowded space, a lot of people moving in there. It's one of the fastest growing spaces out there. So what I think you need to do is probably what you're already doing, which is why you're on this right now, mm-hmm. is you need to find your Tinas out there. Who are the other speaker, coach, author, event hosts that have, you could go two different directions, exact same perspective as you, or maybe it's even different skills, different talents, but same outcomes, right? So if you're like, okay, I'm looking for, the other females to run female only events. Okay, great. Okay, now I'm looking in this path, I'm looking for folks that want to just focus on the health and wellness. We want to help run a health and wellness mm-hmm. event. I've got this skill, you've got that skill. Two different groups of people to have access to, but and this particular category, collaboration is—it's not only suggested, but it's required. Yeah, like it's yeah. literally required, because mm-hmm. you're throwing events with unless you're running the one man show, you're going at this like Tony Robbins, where there's a long time. Tony didn't start going on other people's stages until like I don't know 7 years ago. Until that, it was just always the Tony show, right? And that's hard. Now you see him, he'll go on other stages. So you have to collaborate at the highest level. So, mm-hmm. okay, next step then is, Nick, how do I get into the good graces of those individuals? You have to throw yourself into the industry of personal growth, personal development, but you have to be noisy. You can't just show up to events and just be a note taker. You need to show up to events and be very intentional about creating relationships. You have to join all the masterminds. You're going to have to invest, because the investment side on your part is different than, say, the business that I'm creating is a different type of investment. The business you're creating, your investment's going to be, all right, I'm gonna have to join a bunch of masterminds that, let's say, how to become a speaker mastermind, how to close from the stage mastermind, all these different masterminds that get you with other people mm-hmm. that you can collaborate with, and you guys can start throwing events together. Am I on the right track for you here?
Yeah, I'm starting to do that. I have joined a few mastermind classes, course programs. I'm networking and I'm slowly understanding the world out there. I just didn't know how to do it because, I'm new to it.
What's really important is make sure you find your authentic voice in this, right? So if you have your authentic voice of what type of event you want, what type of outcome you want for your people who are attending, and you're like, this is me, this is my thing, and this is what I can be best at, I think everything else falls into place.
Yeah.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. Love it. And so also what I would like to add is that's why Global Women Speakers has number five, our five core pillars, the five C's: charity, culture. Nick taught me that, and John C. Maxwell. Three is community. Number four is communication. Number five is collaboration. You know, it used to be an option, but now it's a must. It was a luxury, but now it is an absolute must. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we're going to give you, from Global Women Speakers, all of the amazing, phenomenal women that we have. And matter of mm-hmm. fact, speaking of them, I'm going to bring Joy Maxwell or Dr. Rita Renee up. Let's go with Joy Maxwell. Let's bring up Joy. Joy, she is a beast, because she went from earning $40,000 in a year to earning $40,000 in 1 month. Now I'm gonna let her tell her story. So Joy, over to you.
Hi guys. Hi guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Tina. Hi Nick. How are you?
Hi. Fantastic. Thank you.
Hey, awesome, awesome. So like Dr. Tina said, my name is Joy Maxwell. I am a retired school teacher. So as a school teacher, my salary was $40,000 a year. I was paying a mortgage, a car note, and paying back student loans. I made a conscious decision in 2013 to escape the classroom and become an entrepreneur. From there, my business started to make over $40,000 a month. And I did that first business in the childcare industry. So here we are today.
Fantastic. Wow. What a testimony.
Thank you.
So Joy, do you have any questions for these next from Nicola while we still have him here in his hotel room? You know, with the chair on the bed, with the computer on the bed, and the phone on the computer.
I'm certain that the cleaning lady just called security, so we probably got a couple more minutes.
The level of commitment, Nick. Thank you. Thank you. I think for me, one of the things that I had to master is that sales confidence. Okay. So I guess my question for you is, how do you continuously cultivate that? Because for me, I'm a natural nurturer. So when I started doing childcare as a business, I was so used to just watching everyone's kids.
Yeah, right in your lane. Now, this is good. This is actually really good. And it actually piggybacks on the last statement that I just shared a moment ago, which is stay in your authentic voice. You'll never be able to sell at your highest level if you use Tina's voice. And you'll never be able to, and I can't use Tina's voice, and Tina can't use my voice. The reason why great salespeople sell a lot is because they get in their own voice, and there's such a level of truth. Whether you like the truth or you disagree with the truth or you hate the truth or their truth, you at least can say, wow, I honor them. That's their lane, right? So yeah. I don't think you have to become anything more than a nurturer. I think people will buy your love. I think people will buy your kindness. I think people will buy your motherly style, right? Okay. Because there's just as many people that like to buy from that voice of power and that voice of strength, that voice of Tina. The other half of the people don't. They're actually turned off by it. Me and Tina turn off half the people. And guess what? You're going to turn off half the people because some of them are like, God, she's too soft. I can't buy anything from her. She's too soft. But there's a lot of people that want that, right? So you stay in that very authentic voice and say, okay, what's my outcome? What is it that I'm here to do? What is my purpose? What am I trying to deliver? And then you have to be relentless in your pursuit of that, right? Your relentless pursuit of that is, I'm not deterred by a no. I don't care what people think. Mm-hmm. It's okay if I get rejected. Like, you have to have the same principles of sales that every great salesperson does, even if your voice is different, even if your style is different. So remember, by the way, sales is just influence, right? And everything that we want, if you're taking notes out there, write this one down. Everything you want, that vision board you have, that goal list you have, those dreams you've written down, all of it is on the other side of influence. And when you really put that in perspective, wait, everything I want is the other side of, yeah. Your ability to influence people is what gets you to the other side of anything that you want. So how do you get great at that? How do you get the greatest level of communication? Like, I look at you and say, man, you had the hardest sales job ever. You were trying to sell hundreds of six-year-olds all day long. That means I can't get my own six-year-old to do anything for more than 5 minutes, right? So I think your sales acumen has been well conditioned for getting out there and getting rejected by the adults.
I love it. I love it. Thank you. Thank you.
Joy is a beast. She is a premier member of Global Women Speakers. I'm telling you, she's been all over the world. She's going to be speaking in New York, and I am excited about it. So Joy, thank you for that. I agree with Nick. You're loving, you're humble, you're, I would say, cozy. Does that make sense? When people talk to you, they feel warm.
Safe.
Like, safe. That's the word. Safe.
Safe.
They talk to me, they like, girl, you're going to make me. And I'm like, go ahead. You know, so
just smile and say, Listen, I'm safe. You can trust me. Get your credit card out.
I love it. I love it. I love it. We're going to bring up Dr. Rita Renee. Rita Renee is in the building. And then we're going to let Nick go. So I hear there are some questions that they're like, Tina, you're not paying attention to Facebook. So that means I have to pay attention to Facebook. So let me go ahead and pull some of those questions up. We have the Glendora Divine of Laugh Out Loud Therapy. She's like, hey, ladies, we have someone coming in from Las Vegas. Glendora said, yes, we have Dr. Cheryl Bynum in there. She said, the best way to get leads, yes. Cheryl said, love it. Awesome. We also have someone that says, collaboration is the next cash flow. Must be strategic. The Amen. Next cash flow. I agree with that. Let's go to the next one. I love the word genuine connections. Global Women Speakers is definitely the platform for that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. That means a lot. So with that being said, Dr. Rita Renee, all the way from Raleigh, North Carolina. She's a financial beast.
Looking like a billionaire today. Happy yes. Sunday.
All right, Dr. Rita Renee, over to you.
Yes, thank you so much, Dr. Tina and Mr. Nick. Thank you so much. Take my question. My question is just simple. A lot of people, they don't want to start a business because they're scared of failing. Tell us about your failure, one failure, and what pushed you to keep going and keep the momentum.
Sure. Okay, so I can give you the earliest one. The earliest one, which really shaped me, was I was 22 years old, and the owner of the company that I was the top sales leader for decided he was going to leave his own company and create another competing company and leave his other three partners behind. And with it, he took seven of my top 10 producers in within a couple of days. So I'm 22, maybe 23. I'd moved to California. Two of the people he took lived in my apartment with me.
What?
Another two that he took were two of my best friends from high school. Right. This is so I'm going through like, this is tragic for a kid, right? I was a kid. This was just tragic. And I grabbed the three who didn't leave and I brought them, I remember, to my apartment, and it was like midnight. I said, all right, this will never happen again. No one ever leads our people but us. And you know, even though it was that is a statement of ego, what I just said, what I was saying was it birthed me as a leader to force me to lead my own people, because the risk of other people leading my people meant they could go anywhere they wanted and take my people with them. And I share that as a turning what was an immediate devastating blow that forced me to step up to a level of uncomfortableness to grow into leadership. And then beyond growing into leadership, you know, leading people is one thing, but leading leaders, that becomes the hard one. Leading Tina is the hardest, right? So that's that was the greatest lesson in leadership. So I'll keep that one short, but that's probably my earliest, greatest lesson of growth from failure.
Awesome. Thank you so much for answering that.
Wow. Any other questions, Rita? Because I mean, you're the financial.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I want to honor his time as well. Because since you're a million billionaire, right? So, since you are that, you actually have to know about what's the new thing, the most breaking thing that people should be investing in or paying more attention to. Let's artificial hear it. I know you got the answers.
There's three: artificial intelligence, right? So it's really important that you either one of two things must happen. You either have to figure out how to harness it, because it's gonna, especially marketers out there, it's eliminating marketers by the millions over the next 2 years. You either got to learn how to harness it, or number two, you got to have enough money to outsource it. So my plan is I don't have the desire, the bandwidth, it's not my lane to master AI, but I know I have the resources to hire, you know, a VP of AI. Like that'll be one of my hires in the next probably 12, 18 months, a VP of AI. And eventually you will see C-level, C-suite people that are, you know, the chief AI officer, right? And that's their only job. So I don't think everybody who's watching this like, well, that's nice for you, but I don't have that resources. Okay, great. then you're going to have to get in there and start getting really good at how to put these tools to work for you. Because AI is just a tool, right? And most people, they get real basic with it. Like, okay, hey, ChatGPT, will you write, will you write an email to my customers about
Facebook
selling hair care? That's not going to do it. Like, you should be like, ChatGPT, my customer is a 50-year-old African-American female from the West Coast. Their education level is average 2 years of college, and 70% of them are married with two children. I would like for you to write 200 words with the voice of a nurturing da-da-da-da-da, and with a, like, you can get so specific. Wow. And then once it comes up, you read it and you say, now do it again. But this time I want you to be a little bit more urgent about them taking action in the next 30 days. And it rewrites it again. Okay, Nick, great.
Nick, I'm sorry. Here at Global Women Speakers, we have something called a pause break. What you just said, that was not a nugget. That was not a gem. Like, that was the whole mint.
Yes, I'm serious.
I'm encouraging you to follow Nick Swanicola. Go to nicksuanicola.com. I'm telling you, he has the IP that can take not just your business, but your life to a higher level. So you want to connect with him. So I don't know about you, but he's so right. Like, artificial intelligence. And in doing artificial intelligence, I want you to still remain humanistic. Let me tell you why. Because even the people, I mean, I remember, you know, Les Brown joined he calls me Tina May. And during the pandemic, he said, Tina May, there's going to be three types of people that come out of this pandemic. Three types of people. There's going to be millionaires, billionaires, and witnesses. Millionaires, billionaires, and witnesses. And some folk, they just sat back and watched the pandemic happen. They didn't leverage it. They didn't get in front of it. They wasn't creative. They didn't pivot. And so they were witnesses. But there are some people that say, you know what? There's going to be people that need hand sanitizer. I'm going to be the first to bring it to the market. There's going to be people that go out and get masks or, transportation, delivery, home services, et cetera. And those people made millions in business. So, Nick, thank you for that. Back over to you.
My pleasure. And what your actual segue was perfect, Tina, because you actually said the humanistic side. I was just on a panel, and the panel was how AI is changing marketing and branding. I was one of the experts on it. And my whole lane was, but teaching it who your customer is and teaching it your authentic voice so it stays in your lane. Like, there's going to be a lot of BS that comes out of this. There's going to be a lot of all the copy is going to sound the same. All the marketing is going to look the same. Yes. You have to figure out how do you educate AI to take on your voice and your authenticity at the highest level.
Wow. Dr. Rhea Renee, all the way from North Carolina, Raleigh. Listen, Rhea, tell them how they can find you, who you are really quickly. And then I'm going to bring up the Glendora Divine and then Dr. Sharon. And then we're going to let Nick go. And after that, we're just going to have our amazing traditional Sunday speaker series with all these power women. I'm gonna bring every woman on. We're gonna share, chat, but we're gonna let the expert go after a while. Nick, thank you so much. You are amazing. You're taking time from your kids. You're in a hotel room with a chair on the bed, the computer on the chair, and the phone on the computer. So I love that layered leadership. I love it. So Dr. Renee, how can they find you? Who are you and what do you do?
I'm Dr. Rhea Renee. I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina. I am a financial expert. So I help families build and protect their wealth, but I do it with tax-free strategies.
Yes.
You don't do IRS nothing and you pass on generational wealth. Just talk to me. I'm your expert.
Boom. There you go. Mic drop. Thank you, Dr. Rhea Renee. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere because they may be like, okay, I want to know. Wait, you said tax-free. I mean, everybody lives for that, right? Tax-free. Yeah. I love it. Oh, wow. Look at it. He said he is a beast. Oh, that was me. Hello, everyone. Dr. Sharon said, hello, everyone. Definitely learning from this broadcast. Thank you. Matter of fact, I call her the silent storm. She's actually on right now. Dr. Sharon, how are you? All the way from Baltimore. How are you? You're on mute if you're speaking. And I got to bring up my girl, Laugh Out Loud Therapy. So Dr. Sharon's on mute. Glendora, you're on mute too? Are you guys all
I'm
mute?
Good. How are you? Hi, Nick. This is awesome. Thank you so much for giving us your time. Super excited
Thank
to be
you.
Here. And I got to burning question for you.
Ooh, and this is Glendora all the way from the ATL. She is a licensed therapist. Nick, she believes that people can be healed by laughter. She has a program called Laugh Out Loud Therapy, and it's sweeping the nation. I'm bringing her to California for that. Yes, absolutely. So go ahead, Glendora, over to you. Dr. Sharon, we'll be right back.
Great. You know, I am Glendora Devine. I'm a licensed professional counselor. I'm board certified in telemental health, and I coach therapists as well as I heal a lot of people in counseling. What I want to come to you and ask you about is, as a boss, as a leader, as yourself, and I'm coming to your income, I am. So with that being said, how does somebody like yourself describe your typical day? Because it takes a lot for us to keep our mind mental, and even though we do so much for so many people and we're doing this like amazing business, we get down sometimes. So how do you get right back up, Nick, and keep it moving?
Okay, so I learned about, God, this was probably close to 20 years ago, that the pathway to our annual goals, the goals we want to achieve annually, are found through the execution of the correct daily habits. So I have 10 daily habits, 5 that are personal and 5 that are business, that at the end of the day, I want to make sure that I've checked off those 10. And I never, like, there's never been a week where I've done all 10, all 7 days. So it's not like, it's not a perfect science here. But I do have a case study on myself that will show you for several years in a row how scoring myself daily on my daily habits has translated into the execution of my annual goals. And the more execution, of the higher score of my daily habits, the higher achievement of my annual goals. And I scored these for years. So it's crazy. So let me dial this in though. My core belief is, if I'm executing those daily habits, then I'm going to be healthier. I'm going to be happier. I'm going to be centered. I'm going to be the things that we're looking for. I'm also a workaholic, so work doesn't burn me out. Work makes me happy. I would say if in fact I narrow it down to 2, these 2 daily habits, I know if my energy's off, if my attitude's off, for something consistent, it's because these 2 are off. Number 1 is visualization. And number 2 is eating right and exercising. So those are my first 2 personal habits. And they're the lead to all the rest, right? Number 3 is to raise up my children. And that's a difficult daily habit because I only have my kids half the time. So I have to figure out, through a FaceTime, how do I raise them up in that 3 or 4 minutes? Through a video I send to their text to their iPad, how do I raise them up daily? Right. So I think if you figure out what are the right daily habits for you, and the right amount of that daily habit, it allows you to remain happy inside of the work you're doing on an ongoing basis.
That sounds awesome. As a licensed professional counselor, that is something I hope everybody that's out here striving to work hard, I hope they live by. Because those 2 that you said, especially with the eating and the exercise, is something that we must do. Great job. Love to hear. I'm so glad you said it again. Yes.
Well, it's hard to be happy if you're not healthy. It's hard to be. It's hard to be focused if you have low energy. It's hard to be, so you got to take your mindset and your health extremely serious so you can execute on whatever wealth building strategies you're trying to execute on.
I'm so glad you said that. It does make us so much sense, especially when it comes to our mental health and our business health.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Laugh Out Loud Therapist. Don't go anywhere. That's awesome. Nick, you've been absolutely incredible. Let's see. Yes. Rita, anyone? Yeah, Dr. Sharon. Dr. Sharon has a question, and then we'll let you go. All right, Dr. Sharon, I call her the silent storm. She is exactly that. Her and her husband, she calls him her dream husband, right? Your dream guy.
My dream guy.
Yes, my dream guy.
Yeah.
And so, Dr. Sharon, go ahead, take it away. I'm going to turn it over to Nick.
Well, I don't really have a question. I have a statement. Thank you so much for your presentation. You know, I'm not as young as I used to be, but I'm trying to learn as much as I can to become all that I can. I am a therapist. It's a little different because I do it faith-based, and I get to counsel couples back together. You know, after going through some history of my own, I get to reach out and counsel those people and help them come back together. And so trying to monetize that has been quite a trip. But the reason for my doing what I do is just to help. And so I just wanted to thank you today for all that you do and what you bring to the table. I'm definitely taking my notes. I always take notes because I always try to learn. And so thank you for this learning experience this afternoon.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me on. I'll actually piggyback on what you do for a living for all the men out there that are watching. So I think men don't get therapy or counseling because it's called therapy. Mm-hmm. And if they would just rebrand this word, this is what I did, right?
Uh-oh, so I got to bring this other therapist back in on this one.
Where's So all you got to do is rebrand it. This is so easy. Okay, so men, they have financial experts. They have legal experts. Men and women do, but I'm just speaking to them. They have a fitness experts. They have all these experts, but nobody who's an alpha male wants a therapist. But if you would just call it a relationship expert, it changes the whole dynamic of what that person is, right? So when I got my therapist, aka my relationship expert, she's top five most important humans in my circle. And the feedback and the third party, you know, just advice that she gives is outstanding. And I think
Say that again, Nick. Just say your top five. Say her name. She's one of your top five. Say it again, Nick.
Top five inner circle. I call her the Oracle. She's the Oracle. So I think all men just have to do is just recategorize it. Look, you have someone for fitness, you have someone for legal, you have someone for finance. Who do you got for relationship? Nobody? Mm-hmm. Then go get yourself a relationship expert and put that in your circle as well.
Wow.
Thank you for sharing that.
Love
You're
it.
You're welcome.
Woo!
Tina, thank you for having me with all these awesome ladies, man. I feel like I got the best gift of today. I got to hang out with all these awesome ladies.
Yeah, so we appreciate you guys. Please, on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube, on LinkedIn, please go and give Nick some love. If you got one nugget, go let people know what you just got from him. So it's hard to get in contact with him. The fact that he appeared here twice says a lot. And Nick, I am grateful. I am humbled. I love leaving the door open, right? You gave me a door. I went through it. I crushed it. And I left the door open for every single woman entrepreneur that wants to become more so they can do more, so they can earn more, so they can have more, so they can give more. And because of that more, that's why we are all here today. So thank you, thank you, thank you from the top of our hearts. Global Women Speakers, love you. We cannot wait to get you in Dubai, California, somewhere on the stage. Nick, bye-bye.
All right. I got some mental therapy to do with a pina colada.
Hey. Talk to you later. Bye, Nick.